Thank you. Thank you, team. Aren't you glad that you are covered? Amen. In marvelous, marvelous ways. All right. We're talking about being anointed and God's plan for that. So we're going to look a little bit further in that today. Last week, we attempted to kind of look at some application points for your life, of how God anoints us and graces us for parenting, for marriage, in business, in different sectors of life that we see that God has for us in the Bible. Today we're gonna look at the anointing, and then we're gonna look specifically at some application here at Miracle Life that I believe will be wonderful for us to see. So, in the Bible, first things to get anointed were objects, a stone, the tabernacle, the different parts of worship. Then people started getting anointed. The high priest, all the other priests, kings of Israel were smeared. And that's the idea. The original language of anointing means to smear with oil. What happened during a ceremony. And we see with the kings that they began to be empowered, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. You and I are anointed with power. So you may say, Pastor, I've never had an oil smearing ceremony. Well, the Holy Spirit comes upon your life and he anoints you for service. He anoints you to be a blessing. We also saw clearly that over and over again, people who were anointed to do. The anointing was not for them to be blessed. The anointing was to bless other people. An example in Exodus 30:30, it says, "You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests." So minister. So the anointing. The New Testament speaks a lot about the grace of God for service among the different types of grace. It is to do. And aren't you glad that we can not only receive from people who are graced to bless us, but we can also say, God, anoint me. Grace my life where I am. Amen? So Jesus was anointed without measure. So when he was, for those 3 years of his ministry, he was anointed in a way that was for that incredible function he had. You and I are anointed with the same grace, but with a measure. So all of us are dependent on one another. All right? Aren't you glad there's not a, you know, Superman anointing that's just one person? You know, one anointing to rule them all right? That's not the case. And we saw that last week, Bezalel was the first person in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit came upon him for all manner of workmanship, all kinds of workmanship. The Holy Spirit came upon him, all right? Now, if we kind of go back to, I apologize if you weren't here last year, but in the last half of last year, we looked at living generationally. And the anointing, the grace that God has for us, God never, ever, ever wants it to stop with us. All right? And so it's a matter of when we see someone like Paul and Timothy, and we read the verse that Timothy, you find faithful men, you give them what I've given you, and they will be able to teach others. So there's always an idea that we are passing what God has given us and watching God anoint others. All right? Even Timothy's faith itself, 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul says, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois." That's a good name to name your daughters, Lois. We didn't do it, but that's a good name. "And your mother, Eunice," also an equally good Bible name. "And I am persuaded is in you also." So God wants our faith to be passed on. And so here we see three generations. We see the very first time where this is mentioned, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob in one breath. All right. And we see how there was continuity there with them. All right. So we have God's Spirit who will enable us. Now, we also saw this verse, but go back to it. See it. I want you to see something else in Acts chapter 2. All right. So this is, you could say, the anointing service for the early church of how God empowered them. In Acts chapter 2, verse 15, "For these are not drunk, as you suppose." This was Peter answering questions about what had just happened, "since it's only the third hour of the day, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." For Pentecostals, we could also put it this way. Speaking in tongues is biblical. Totally, totally biblical. So being anointed by God, all right? Verse 17, "It shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh at the same time." All right. In the Old Testament, the king was anointed and then he died and then another king was anointed. All right. But in the New Testament, God is anointing generations at the same time. Isn't it amazing? All right. He said, "It'll come to pass, I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh, your sons and daughters shall prophesy." All right, so people that are younger than you. "Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams." So of the people who this is being spoken to, so you're being anointed, all flesh, people who are older, people who are younger. "And on my men servants and on my maid servants." Aren't you glad God anoints both genders? Hallelujah. "I will pour out my Spirit in those days and they shall prophesy." Now, one of the things that has been such a blessing about Miracle Life over the years is that from its inception, Miracle Life has been a multi-generational church. All right. So when Pastor Haley and I got here 23 years ago, we found wonderful great grannies and grandfathers that were serving and giving, and we found kids. Now, we've been here long enough that we've seen actually generations move into other generations. People who were in M Kids are now called dads. All right. They are the next generation. All right. So it's been an amazing, amazing thing. All right. And when we began to, I mentioned this last year, but when we heard Bishop Moses Sono preach here at this church 20 years ago, that there is a blessing on the third generation, and that the first generation, the second generation, they need to ensure that that happens, okay? And when we heard that 20 years ago, we realized, oh, PH and I, we are the second generation. And so of pastoral leadership at Miracle Life, and so we realized way, way back then, man, one of the biggest, biggest roles we will have is to make sure that the third generation is stronger than what we have, so that Miracle Life will go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Amen. So 20 years ago, we didn't think about that much. We were pretty young. I mean, I was 35. I was barely shaving at the time. Okay. So we are so thankful for all the different generations who have linked arms together at Miracle Life over the years to make this church what it is. All right. And in a sense, the hand in hand cooperation, the VBS, there will be young people serving at VBS, and there'll be some beautiful, beautiful grandmas, and grandpas can do that too. All right. So, what does that look like at Miracle Life today and going forward? So again, last week we wanted you to kind of be stirred about how that the anointing and the grace of God can be applied in your own life. But PH and I want to give you an update this morning on what that looks like at Miracle Life. PH, my darling wife. Yeah, so Again, when we heard that message about the third generation, we knew that was going to be a really big deal to us. And God, 7 years ago, kind of shocked us and surprised us when we were building, that hadn't been built yet, but the buildings behind us, next gen buildings, when the architect did the master plan of that building, we saw he had them in different colors, but buildings that had not yet been built. And we saw the final auditorium over here to the north. And very, very strongly something happened to us when we saw that. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
1, 2.
There we go. So we both knew that. We went back from church, and we both at the same time said, we're not going to be here for the last building.
Yeah.
That needs to be for the next generation.
Yeah.
And right now we're filled in here, right? And people out there. And so we're not going to be here for the next
building.
The next building. So that expansion of MLFC on this campus is going to be for the next generation.
So God kind of put that as a timeline 7 years ago. We told the board, we weren't overflowing at the time. And then 3 years of COVID, we definitely were not overflowing. Churches shrunk. Well, then we started growing again.
Yes.
And then about, I guess, really, after we began to grow again, then probably 2 years ago, we really began, we picked up that conversation with the board, hey?
Yeah. So we were in a board meeting and we just brought it up again and we just said it again. And, you know, we had to go through COVID first because we knew we couldn't leave then. But 2 years ago we said that. And so now, we know that our assignment as pastors at Miracle Life is coming to a close.
Yeah. So, I hope you know by now, PH and I are not necessarily weird, spooky, spiritual people. Okay. But when we realized that there was a part of Miracle Life's growth and expansion that we were not supposed to do, it was so strong.
Yeah.
And what we have and been impressed, really, I guess the last 2 years, is we have to get out of the way for Miracle Life to be what God wants it to be. Not that there's sin in our life, there isn't, okay? I know you, there's no sin. Okay. So we've been talking, we've been praying with the board for many, many years. Then we began that discussion with our executive team at church as well. So in the second half of 2026, so the second half of this year, somewhere July onward, there's not a date yet set, but PH and I will be handing over the pastoral baton of senior leadership to Pastor Moffat and his wife Naomi in the second half.
When God had showed us all this, the other thing he said, the next pastors needed to be a Zambian.
Yeah.
It's time for us to go forwards for something else, and they're going to be doing that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Is that Richard?
All right. Okay. So we know that God's hand is upon Moffat and Naomi, and that they have a great team to support them. We've been talking to them every week about 6 hours,
probably four hours a week. Yeah.
And they've been growing and growing and growing. And so in a couple of, I don't know, we don't know yet, but sometime this year they're going to be stepping in.
Yeah.
And we hope that y'all are going to just be there for them, and We're not going to leave the country, by the way. Okay? We'll still be around, but they're going to be the pastors.
Yep. Yep. Thanks, sweetie. Okay. Love you. So let's talk a little bit more about this. So you could say, you know, why? Why is this happening? So there's a bunch of whys, all right? And we believe all of them are from the Lord. One why is that every single pastor is an interim pastor. Every single one. All right. So the way God wants, he desires churches is to grow multi-generationally, not just through one person or one gift or one personality. All right. And so it has to happen at some point. And we believed, well, in a sense, God kind of let us know that when it's time to build, Walker and Haley, your assignment was completed, all right? So there needs to be a generational transfer at Miracle Life, okay? And something that we saw when we first started pastoring is that many churches that make a great impact, and Miracle Life has done that, is that the senior pastor has a 20-year stretch to be able to get their roots in and be able to build a team and to have a vision, implement vision, because there are certain things, you know, that we teed up 15 years ago in a strategic plan. They came to pass last year. Time, all right? And so we don't want to hand the baton off to a 65-year-old. Because I can promise you they're going to be tired by then. All the 65-year-olds said amen, all right? For them to have a 20-year run is going to be very, very, very difficult, all right? And I want you to see a scripture that I think is really important as we look at this and talk about this, all right? Is that the Newberries, Pastor Newberry's wife Cheryl, they laid a foundation, you know, the first foundation of Miracle Life. And they laid a foundation of what Miracle Life would be in many marvelous ways. And then we expanded that foundation. And we widened that foundation. I think the Lord helped us to deepen that. But notice what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, all right? And so there was an argument at Corinth about who's more anointed, Paul or Apollos or the super apostles, all right? And so Paul brings it into perspective. He said, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed? Believed who? Believed God. As the Lord gave to each one. So gave what? Gave anointing, gave grace. Paul had a certain ministry there. Apollos did. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive a reward, his own reward for his own labor. Verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. Different generations, different graces. We are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God that was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. So just look at verse 10 there. Another. Another. Now, I would have thought if I was in Corinth and knowing Paul is kind of like a lawyer and I kind of like lawyerly preachers, I would have thought, oh man, Paul is my guy. But what did Paul say? That's not the will of God, is it? He said, I've got a certain thing to do, but another builds on it. And so the last 23 years, Pastor Haley, I didn't know this when we were doing it, but God anointed us to build a foundation for a large church. Okay, the church started getting large before there was a good foundation, and it about killed us. Okay, but you know, we have an entirely different governance and an incredible constitution. Other churches copy and paste ours. Okay, and it works, and it has checks and balances, and it's biblical, and it really, really helps. So we helped there to be a government. Well, we didn't do it. There were a lot of people that helped. All right. We have incredible board competence. All right. People that are amazing in their gifts. And this has really been last probably 10, 15 years of this. All right. We have a very, very professional and capable staff. All right. When we got here, there were two people getting paid. All right. And now there are a lot. I don't even know how many, but a lot. And they're super, super competent, and they do their job really well, and they actually enjoy working at Miracle Life. Yeah. Every year they keep telling the survey, we like it here. So that did not happen overnight. All right. We've been able to build a capacity when it comes to finances that we can trust each other, that we can give here, and sometimes in very large amounts, and things happen. Amen. That we can give away 3 million kwacha to other ministries, and we're all okay about it, and we think that's awesome. All right. So that happened. Generosity as a church. God helped us that connection groups are now literally the backbone of Miracle Life. Okay. Not just a side ministry, but really what God wanted it to be. And so all those things are there. And here's the thing. They remain. They continue. They're part of the woodwork. And now PH and all those things I just listed, we don't cause those things to happen anymore. They happen by people who believe in those things. All right. The preaching of the Word of God, that the Word of God has the final authority among everything. All right. So we know that the expanding that foundation, digging it deeper, that God has said, that's all you need to do. All right. There, now we need to go to the next generation, the third generation. And what we see from the Bible is when there's a good continuation in the third generation, look out, devil. Because we're going to be here till Jesus comes back. And we are going to be, when all of us have funerals, all right, God's going to still be working at a church called Miracle Life Family Church on Zambezi Road 100 years from now. Amen? So, what will our role be? What will Pastor Haley and I's role be? And what we see from the Bible is that there was a relationship that Paul had with Timothy. And Paul had a lot of experience, a lot of scars, literal scars. All right. And when he would write to Timothy, he would give wisdom. He would give perspective. He would give encouragement. He would say, watch out for Alexander. That guy is no good. All right. We've already told Pastor Moffat and Naomi, maybe 3 or 4 people, look out for Alexander. All right. Yep. They did much harm. And so be aware of them. All right. So that kind of relationship and that kind of mentoring will continue for at least 2 years after the baton is passed. And that's something that Pastor Moffat and Naomi asked for. The board thought that was good, but it's actually something that they want. All right. Here's what we're not going to do. We are not going to run the church behind the curtain. We are not going to be on the board, okay? Because you say, well, don't worry. The board is totally, amazingly awesome, okay? Most board meetings, we don't even actually have to be there for that to be a great board meeting. Okay, but we think it's unfair to hand over and then you don't hand over. Somebody I knew years ago, he had four daughters, and they said, yeah, the problem with that guy is he walks his daughters down the aisle and hands them over, and then after the honeymoon, he kicks them back. So we're not going to do that. And just in, we've been talking to a lot of people who have done this. There's some incredible books, Christian books about this. The single number one reason that pastoral succession goes badly is when the outgoing pastor doesn't leave. Okay? So we will be, we'll be like a Paul and Pauline. I guess you're Pauline. I'm Paul. All right. So helping them to succeed, helping with situations. You know, in 2 years from now, they may have a surprise. It probably won't be a surprise to us. We probably saw that three times in different, you know, vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate, and different kinds of it. All right. So that will be our role. We know that. So one thing is clear. We're not retiring from life or from work. Okay. We will be able to focus on Rhema Zambia. All right. We're actually building a house right next door. Okay. And so Rhema Zambia this year has 492 students. It has been accredited. Did I see Dr. Irene? God anointed Dr. Irene to help Rhema Zambia get accredited. So there is the amount of work to be done. It is enormous. And we've got great staff, but so we'll be focusing there. We'll also be helping Rhema expand in Africa. Lots of different campuses are going to be coming online. So we will also be able to travel within Zambia and preach at churches. I've accepted one invitation in 23 years to miss a Sunday. Okay. And then, so we will be accepting pretty much all the invitations now. Okay. Since we don't have to be here. Okay. So, yeah. Now, we also want to just address what are some reasons that we're not, okay, that are, because sometimes it's unfortunate, but sometimes people have a habit that they think leaders are hiding something. What's the real reason? And so in the parking lot, what's the real reason? Okay. Okay. We just literally told you the real reason, okay? And you could ask any board member. Sui is saying amen. She was in all those conversations. So this is literally the real reason. But just, I think it would help to clarify, what are some reasons that we're not, that are not part of this? Because now we're grandparents and we want to go hang out with our grandkid. All right, that's not a reason. We'll see our grandkid, but we're not the parents. They've got, that little kid has really good parents. All right. We are not passing on the baton because we're tired. Okay. We're less tired than we were 10 years ago. That was tiring. Okay. This is not happening because we want to live somewhere else. Somebody asked me, are you going to go live on the beach? Well, no. We're going to live right over there. Okay. So, this is not happening because we're mad or we're frustrated or we're mad at you. We're not mad at you. Maybe a couple of you, but, just kidding. So it is not because we say we just can't, because I know sometimes people have positions or jobs where they just can't take the pressure anymore and they just say, look, I'm good. All right. There really, really is less pressure every year. All right. This is not happening because PH went through cancer 3 years ago. Thank God she's still cancer free. Okay. So that is not the deal. All right. We're not handing off the baton because our moms are in their 80s. And well, we love our moms. We see them. But yeah, we're not going to go. That's not part of the plan. All right. So we know that God has good in store for Miracle Life. Okay. Now, something to rest assured is, so Pastor Moffat and Naomi are much older than we were when we started here. They actually are way more experienced in pastoral ministry. Okay. We pretty much attended church our whole life. And then we kind of helped as an associate for 2 years. All right. So they are way, way, way ahead of the game. One thing of a church of our size is when you bring somebody in from the outside, it rarely, rarely works. You need somebody homegrown. You need somebody who smells like the church and knows the DNA and is part of the woodwork. All right. And so they are. Okay. So we also know that God graces, that God anoints. Okay. And so this hasn't happened yet, but God will continue to help them to run with this vision. All right. So what about you? What about you? Well, probably one of the best things you can do is just believe that God is in this. Believe that God is in this. All right. And if I'm serving at MKids, I'm going to continue to serve at MKids. All right. And if I'm a habitual tither at Miracle Life, well, I'm going to be a habitual tither because things are going to continue and they're going to grow. All right. So you are needed as much as ever before. All right. Now, we completely understand if you have questions. And we tried to give you some FAQs right now. All right. But if you have other questions, please feel free. You can, probably we can't field them all today. But you can talk to a board member. You can talk to us. You can, and we'll be happy to keep communicating those things. So it's okay to have questions. Here's what's not okay. To murmur. To murmur. Okay. You remember the children of Israel? So they're wandering through the desert and the wilderness. And now they're supposed to cross the Jordan. And it's not going to be with Moses. Now, Moses got in trouble. I don't think it's because we're in trouble. We didn't strike the rock. But when there was about this next generation, this next assignment, there were people that began to think, no, we can't do it. The giants are too big. We're like grasshoppers in their sights. All right. And so that was a huge, huge problem. All right. So what you can do is trust God. Trust God. All right. And how many know God has been good to us? All right. And the things that God has done to give us land and to help this building, I can tell you, it was not because of PH and I. All right. There was a time where some of my decisions were actually causing it to fail. Okay. But God had mercy. God helped us. All right. And so the same God who was with us shall be with us. Okay. And to trust God and then to, you know, over time, and you were, the people that were here were so gracious because Pastor Haley and I had different personalities than the Newberries. Different, same heart, but different gifts, and people received that. Okay. And you might be able to say, well, oh, they're different. Well, I hope to God they're different. We can't clone ourselves. That would be terrible. Okay. but they're gifted in their own right, okay, and to allow God to use them, all right? One of the things with Naomi is, you may or may not all everybody knows this, but she oversees Miracle Kids, where 1,300 kids attend church every Sunday. Okay, there are many parts of the world that's called a mega church. Okay, very complex, and not just one sermon, but sermons for a whole bunch of different age groups. All right, so trust God, look to God, and expect God to do good. All right, because His mercy endures forever. And let me tell you, last couple days I had the opportunity to call, probably six or seven bishops, pastors, around in our town, and just to let them know what this service was going to be, what was going to be happening. And they are so blessed. They are so encouraged, and they are praying for you. They are praying for Pastor Muffet and Naomi. They are so, so encouraged. All right. And so we're not even facing this alone as a church congregation. Amen. All right. Why don't we stand to our feet? Why don't we stand to our feet? So we're going to have an opportunity to pray. Now, two things. One is in connection group this week. All right. So that's when you can have, you know, questions and discussion, no murmuring allowed. Okay. But, you know, we can have, you know, 200 prayer meetings all throughout Lusaka this week. But why don't we have a prayer meeting right now? Amen. And why don't we do this? Just thank God COVID is over. So grab the hand of somebody next to you, brother and sister. And this is where we're the family of God. And I just ask you to lift up your voice. Just lift up your voice. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. If you want to just lift up your voice in other tongues, that's fine too. Father, we come to you right now, Lord. And Father, as a church congregation, Lord, as a family of believers, Lord, one thing we do right now is we are thankful, thankful, thankful. Lord, even when we were faithless, you remained faithful. God, there was so many years, so many surprises, so many things, God. And you helped us. You helped us, not just PH and I, but Lord, through staff members and pastors and board members, God, and MKID workers and parking lot workers, God, life team members, God. Lord, people who sacrificed of their finances, Lord, some who are now in heaven, God. Lord, you've been faithful. So because you have, we have every reason to believe from your word that you are. We consider you faithful. Jesus, thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we know that Miracle Life, there is a vision from heaven that is bigger, way bigger than a personality or even individual gifts. So, Father, thank you for the next generation, Lord, that this time next year that we'll be walking in at Miracle Life. Oh, Father, we rejoice. We rejoice. For you are good and your mercy endures forever. And Lord, use us. Use each one of us in this room, God. Use our talents, our gifts. Father, I firmly believe, and Lord, PH and I have known this for years. Lord, there are gifts in this place right now that aren't even yet actualized, God. They're not even yet on the pitch. But Lord, put them, place them, move in their hearts, God. Raise them up, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I just have this in my heart, just as we're in this attitude of prayer. If there's a board member here, former board member, staff member, former staff member, if God's stirred something in your heart, who is that? I just believe that's somebody in this place. Okay. Who is that? Just come. Just go ahead. Just give what the Lord has to say. Oh, no. Oh, you were just saying, oh, okay. All right. Nigel. Former School for Life, right?
Yeah. Great joy. Great joy. And the Lord is raising such an army, such a team to uphold this great season and this great assignment that God has for Pastor Moffat and his dear wife. There's such great joy. It will not overwhelm. It will not overwhelm. Hallelujah. It will not overwhelm. And this that we witnessed this morning, not only for this church, but it's a model that this church is setting for this nation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this nation. What glory, the shades have done, what our pastors have done, not only for this country, but for every leadership, every journey that it should be done, and they've modeled that. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for setting us as a precedence, Lord, as a church. And thank you that you're totally, totally concerned about this church. And God, you are working, you who began and have brought it to completion. And you will do it, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 That was Reverend Nigel, who is School for Life. He was with us, and now he and his wife are missionaries. Suey, long, long time serving board member.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. What just happened this morning, I think, just makes sense. Yesterday we came for vision casting. I literally escorted my son because he's in MKids worship. And I saw people that I served with in the worship, old members. And when the new coordinator was also unveiled for the worship, there's a plan that he put forward. And I just now see why I saw what I saw, because I saw old members, people who are coming in, they're not sure where they're placed. They're rising up to come and just serve. And there were people there that came. I remember somebody saying that they came in as an atheist, and when somebody greeted them, they welcomed them, they knew they were home. And I now see why so many people are sitting. It could be you, it could be somebody else who's not walked through those doors. It's time to rise up, and now we're going to undergird our new leadership. I just urge everyone to just go back, pray about this, about service especially. They'll need more upholding than we've ever seen before. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. We good? Any other board member, former board member, staff member? Ah. Victoria Mupai was on our board, and our auntie. For reals.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The God that has brought us this far is also in our future.
Yes, yes.
That says the Lord. Thank you, this path, the last 7 years. Thank you for a board that is obedient. Mm. Thank you for the senior pastors that, Father, have walked the path of obedience, of faith, of growth. And Father, you continue to use them going forward. Thank you, Lord, that even the raising of this new leadership, that, Father, they will not walk alone, that this church will rise even stronger, that, Father, in every structure, that you continue to build a structure that has a strong foundation, because, Father God, you are the one that has built it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the team, the management team. Father, the workers of Miracle Life Family Church. But Father God, because the strong leadership there, Lord, they already know what you want. They have the hearts that you have already placed, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because you go before us, behind us, and with us in everything.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah.
Amen, church. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a very emotional time. But I thank God for obedience. And I sit on another board that is falling apart because people are allowing their personal agendas to rule. So coming into church today and listening and hearing about obedience, about stepping aside because of the vision. So I just like to encourage everybody that this is such a great example for our own lives, that when God is speaking to us, we shouldn't resist. Let's just be sensitive to just to hear his voice and allow his vision to go through. It's not an accident that you're here today in this particular service and you have heard what needs to be, what has been spoken. Allow God to help us serve, to build this church, to support Pastor Moffat and Naomi. And as we have said, let's just arise and be an example to the glory of God. To the glory of God. Amen.
Thank you. Mitali was one of our chairs. Ruth just stepped off the board after 9 wonderful years. Thank you, Ruth.
Yes. Thank you. God's grace will abound towards you, senior pastors, Pastor Moffat, Naomi. God's grace is abounding towards you. Now for the whole church, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, because of that power that works in you. May all glory and honor be to God. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. You good? You sure? You good? Well, isn't the Lord good? Oh, my, my, he is good. He is good. He is good. So, Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord, that you do hear us. And Lord, thank you for these, Lord, words from you, Lord, that edify, encourage, Lord, prophecy, God. We thank you. And we will leave this place trusting you for great, great years to come. Hallelujah.